I need to confirm your domain name, which is dshortlifehub.com. Is that your domain name, right?
What?
dshortsalesking.com, right?
Yes.
Right, so can you let me know where did you purchase this domain from? From GoDaddy, from Google Domain, from Namecheap, from where?
Man, I sent them all the information in my paperwork. They should have forwarded to you. If you're talking to me about that, they should have forwarded information to you. I gave the information to you. I bought it through the deal automator, and they had a site builder deal called Cloudflare or RealFlow, one of those. I sent all the information there. Y'all the tech guys, y'all should know what to do from there. They got all the information you need to transfer it.
I really do understand that, and I really appreciate you to provide me all the information, but the information that you have provided us, that is for the GoDaddy information, right? And the Cloudflare information. I have two information, which is one for the Cloudflare and second for the GoDaddy. That is the two information you share with me. Am I right?
Well, the cloud thing is, if it's not GoDaddy, then it's the cloud thing or it's the RealFlow thing, because I sent information for it.
What did you take? The second name, what was that? RealFlare. Actually, I have the two information.
What?
I have a two information that I received, which is a Cloudflare. I have that. And the GoDaddy information, I have it, right? And the third information that you're talking about, the RealFlare or something, I don't have that information for. So I would be really appreciate you, sir, if you can help me with that. So that would be great for me.
So where do I have to send that information to, man?
You just receive my email, right? You just reply me on the same email, so that would be great. I would really appreciate it. I need this favor from you. The email that you just received, you just reply me on that email, so I will get that information.
Your email, Sam something?
Sam.Jones@OrbitDesignAgency.com.
Okay, and you send that email to me?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to send that. I'm sending that information, the information I have, back to you again, because I took pictures of it and I sent it to them so they can do.
You can
so
write
if you're
down
saying
my
it's
email.
Not. If,
you can.
Let me get my pen and.
Let me do one thing, right? Make it easy. Let me send you the test email from my email address. Have your email is rsmith@dshortsalesking.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I just sent you the test email. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. It's sent. Test email I have sent you, right? So you just reply me back with all the credentials for the Cloudflare, GoDaddy, and other one that you're talking about with a rear builder or something. Did you get?
Did you say again? You sent the email, right?
Yes, I just sent you the test email.
You said text email?
Test email, yes, I just sent you. Did you receive any email from Sam Jones?
Thank you.
Sir, are you there?
Yes, I'm adding them now.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand why you don't have the information. I sent the information, and all the information is there. Y'all the tech guys. I know what y'all looking at, and you should know what's going on. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. What did you say?
Yeah, so I sent information, all the information I have, and all I had, and one of them is what I purchased that through that software that I had when I bought that software that helps me retrieve data. They had a site builder in there where you can build a landing page, and I purchased that domain through the landing page, and I created that domain. So there's no, they got a lock on it they own it or anything. I went through there and I purchased it through their domain. I had to buy it, so it's mine. I created it. Now I renewed my membership just to print out the back office all the information on that, and that's what I have sent you. From that, you should be able to transfer the domain.
Actually, that you just said to me, that is a different thing, right? So you are saying you already purchased or created the domain from the different provider, right? So I need the username and password for that provider. So what I will do, you don't need to be cancel your membership or anything else. I will go ahead and change the name server only. I will connect your domain name with our hosting server. That's it. We will not do anything else.
What?
Right? I'm saying that you need to provide me the username and password of your domain provider, where you created your domain from, as you just mentioned to me. So can you provide me that username and password where you create your domain on?
What I created my domain on?
Yes.
I have to get that, man.
Okay.
I have to give you access to the software then, you know.
Oh, okay. So is there any option on your software to change the DNS or the name servers?
Yes. See, that's what I sent you. I sent you a record of the DNS. So you have all the information you need to transfer the name. I didn't have access to that, so I had to purchase and buy a monthly membership just so I can have access to the DNS record. I sent you a copy of the DNS record for that software. So from that DNS record, you should be able to have information you need to transfer the name.
Hang on. Actually, it's having a miscommunication. The record you sent me, that is a screenshot, right? But we need to change the DNS record. So I will provide the DNS record, and you need to be changed that in your software. That's the thing. You provided me the screenshots of the DNS records. I have those, right? You're right. You are definitely right. You shared the DNS record with us. I have those. But you need to change the DNS record. So I will provide you my DNS records, and you need to go ahead and update that DNS to your software. Then your domain will connect with our hosting. So if you allow me, so I can share my DNS records with you so you can update on your software.
I just rather give you the DNA record because I don't know what the hell I'm doing when I go in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, I don't know I'm going to, because I didn't have to do all that. I didn't have to create or do none of that. All I had to do, because all I did was went through the software and purchased mm-hmm. and created that domain name and purchased that domain name. I didn't set the direct DNA. It automated. It did what it did. You know,
okay,
I didn't do none of that.
Okay, I do understand. Let me do one thing, right? Make it simple. I can go ahead and can you come over the Zoom call so I can do it by my own self on your computer, on your laptop or desktop? You don't need to do anything. I do understand that you don't know how to do it. So let me do it all the things for you, okay? Make it simple. So can you come over the Zoom call so I can help you out in this case and, you know, go ahead and launch your site? Can you do that for me? Can you come over the Zoom call?
I'm not home right now.
No problem. We can schedule this call for tomorrow. I will take only just 5 to 10 minutes of yours, right? Not more than that. And I will go ahead and fix this issue right away. You don't need to do anything. I will do it on your behalf.
Why don't I just get you access to the software, then you can go ahead and do it? Because I'm not doing anything with it. So I can give you access to the software.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
can
go in.
If you can do that for me, that's fine. Otherwise, if you don't want to give me the software access, so you can come over the Zoom.
I don't have a problem giving you the software access, because I'm not going to be using anything at this point. I'm just trying to transfer the name. That's all. Mm-hmm. So that's why I reactivated it, just for that purpose.
Okay. So that's fine, right? So, you can provide me the software access, or we can do it very simple way. If you will give me your 5 or 10 minutes, so you can come over the Zoom call, and I will go ahead and make all the changes right in front of you, and we will go from there, and we will go launch your site then. That would be great, I guess. I think this is a good idea. What do you think?
I don't have Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Zoom calls, so you got to look at the computer. I don't have that.
Okay, so if it's possible, so you can come over the Anydex?
What?
Anydex. Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me send you the link right away to you, the Anydex link, so that would be easy to you.
I don't want to do all that, man. I just want to give you the software and let you do it. I don't know nothing about
that. That's it. No problem.
Okay?
You can share the software access. That would be great. No problem. You can share the software access then. No problem, sir. You can provide me the software access. I will do it by my own. Okay?
So when I get home, I'll get the information,
mm-hmm.
and I will set up the computer, and I will get the password, make sure I have the username and password correct, and send it to you, and you'll be able to go in and get it.
That's perfect, right?
Okay.
That's a great idea. I will be waiting for it. Whenever you get a chance, you will share with me, and I will get back to you tomorrow. Right now, my shift is going to be over, right? So I will be back tomorrow, and I will get back to you.
Okay.
I will be waiting for
your
email then. Thank you so much for time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.